life run. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Justa, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
That was going to get marred in his past. Paul wouldn't have done nothing for the building of this kingdom. Yeah. So Paul said that I have to forget that stuff. And if the apostle Paul had to forget.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What you think that Reverend Martin ought to do?
Yeah, that's right. So
Deacon Robinson ought to do. Sister Howard ought to do. Man, we got to forget about some of those things. We got to, we're here for a purpose. And that purpose is to build the kingdom of God. But Paul said, praise God, that we have to forget those things that are behind. He wasn't just talking about the good things.
Yeah.
I mean the bad things.
Yeah.
Paul was even talking about the good things.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Praise God. In other words, Paul was saying, not only am I going to forget the bad thing that happened, I'm not going to dwell on that. Praise God, but I even got to forget some of the good things, some of the things that I've already attained. Let me break it down for you. Paul could have sat and rest on his laurels. After he created the church at home, and could have pat himself on the back and thank himself because he had established the church at Rome, but Paul wasn't satisfied with that.
No.
Paul said he had a whole bunch of other souls.
Right.
Praise God, I'm gonna walk through this thing today. Paul said he had a whole bunch of souls that's in Thessalonica. That's a whole bunch of souls that are in Ephesus.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of souls that's in Galatia.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's a whole bunch of souls, praise God, that's in Laodicea.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of souls that's in Colossae. And I don't have time to sit down and rest on my laurels. What am I trying to say to us today? God has given some of us some talents out of his work. Praise God. Ain't no time for us to sit down because we have come this far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God wants you to go far. Praise God, because this work that we are doing to build this kingdom, praise God, is not no overnight thing. This is a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
I got to let you know, oh boy, I tell them over there, don't need no hollering preaching here today. Praise God. We don't have time to rest on our laurels. Praise God. That's why he said, forgetting those things that are behind us. Praise God. We got to continue to march on. So he gives us a preliminary activity, and that is to forget. Boy, if anybody wanted to keep on talking about what they're wrong, what they're seventh chapter of Rome. Paul said in the seventh chapter of Rome, somewhere around verse 18, 19, somewhere he said that, I know in me, that is in my flesh. Praise God, dwelleth no good. That's it. In my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, he said, I find not. Praise God, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. What am I trying to say? Paul is saying the same thing. Praise God, we wrestle with all kinds of stuff in our life. Praise God, but don't you allow your bad things, don't let your stuff stop you from going forward and building your kingdom. Because in the same breath that Paul was talking in the seventh chapter of the book of Rome, if you turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, he had this declaration to make. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. What am I trying to say? Paul said we have to forget those things that are behind. He knows that you're not going to forget the fact that somebody hurt you. He knows that you're not going to forget the fact that somebody may have done you something real bad. Yeah. But guess what? What he's trying to tell you and I today, as believers in Christ Jesus, don't allow that stuff to stop your work in building the kingdom of God. Because there are too many people going down the tubes.
Yeah.
Need somebody to tell them that the wages of sin is death. Give to God eternal life. Somebody in here said, well, I don't know where to start. I can tell you where to start. Praise God, we can start with some of these young black males that we have. Oh yeah, I'm just trying to get to someone to start. But she said, I don't know where to go. We got a lot of young black men, praise God, that need somebody. Praise God, to start mentoring them. They need somebody to start telling them that it's not cool, praise God, to go out and shoot each other down like a bunch of dogs. We have to. This is 2016. Paul telling us to forget about it. The stuff behind. I often tell folks, there's nothing I can do about yesterday anyway. I don't care if it was good or bad. Somebody gave me $100 yesterday, I can't do nothing about it. If somebody stole $100 from me, I can't do nothing about it. It's done. It's over with. Praise God. And I can't do well on that. I got to help build this kingdom today. Praise God. So he gives us a preliminary, praise God, activity. And that is forget those things that are behind us. Praise God. But then my second point is what Paul says in this text. Praise God, he tells us that we must implement a plan. Look what he says, and this is a part of the plan. He says, praise God, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do. First thing, the activity, forgetting those things that behind, and then he said, then reaching forth. Praise God unto those things which are before us. Praise God, we got to implement a plan. If you want to have a lasting resolution, a resolution that's going to come to fruition, praise God, you have to have a plan. And there are some things that need to be included in your plan. Praise God. See, into the New International Version of the Bible and the Amplified versions of the Bible uses, translate the word reaching to straining, and it gives the connotation of a racer, praise God, who is, anybody remember Carl Lewis, Jackie Turner, Kirsten? And when I was reading this thing and saw her, I had them in mind, because they were normally the two people that ran the last leg and the 400 meters for their respective team. And that word strain means, praise God, that gives the picture. You You know, when those runners get ready to run, the only time they look back, go back and look at the races. They might look back just to make sure they're in the right lane. But praise God, they got their hands out. They got their eyes forced. Praise God, because there's a prize that they're running for. And then as soon as that runner get closer to them, they'll take off a little bit, but they still got their hands out. And then when as soon as the baton is put in their hand, praise God, they take off running. And you'll never find a runner, not a sprinter, while he or she is trying to sprint, that will look back.
Yeah.
Praise God, or look down at their feet.
Yeah.
Praise God, they have rest enough, they've run enough. And they know that if they run, if they're running and they look over their feet, they have the tendency, they may travel over their feet. Praise God. And if they look back, the time that it takes them to look back and turn back around, the other runner will be a pastor.
Yeah.
Praise God. So that's what they're talking about, straining, because the only thing that they have in mind is the prize that's going to be at the end of it.
Yeah.
But we have to implement a plan. We want to have one. We want to have one. That's going to be a lasting one. It's got to be a plan. Praise God. You see, we have to be focused and determined. Praise God. And our plan has to be developed. And once developed, it has to be held with great exertion and intensity. Meaning that, praise God, we don't have no time to sit down and slack on the job.
Yeah.
Praise God. Right. Amen. And then when we making those resolutions. I'm talking about believers now.
Yeah.
Praise God. There are some questions that we're going to have in mind. Praise God. There are four questions. I didn't give them the question to put up there, but I'm gonna say them. So those of you who are writing, write these four questions down. The very first question that you ought to make when you ought to consider when you're doing your resolution, praise God, is will this resolution glorify God? Will it glorify God?
Right.
Now, and just in case you need a scriptural reference for that, put on the board 1 Corinthians 10:31. So when you're going to make a resolution, you need to make a resolution that's going to glorify God. Look what Paul writes at 1 Corinthians. He said, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to what?
Glory of God.
To the glory of God. Praise God. We are God's people. Therefore, our resolutions ought to be made to glorify God.
Amen.
Praise God. You don't make no resolution that's going to glorify no man.
No.
No, don't make no resolution to glorify your pastor.
No.
Because if it's not glorify God, it ain't going to do me no good.
No.
Praise God.
Man.
Make your resolutions, praise God, that they will glorify, that they will glorify God. But not only you ought to ask that question, does it glorify God? The next question you ought to ask is, will this resolution make me more like Jesus?
All right.
All right. I'm making a resolution. It's going to make me more like Jesus. Oh boy.
Amen.
Now I know I'm getting ready to get some trouble. I know I'm getting ready to get some trouble.
It's good, man.
Good,
preacher.
She's just a different one, got her eyes closed, and all that. She laughing. I know I'm getting ready to get some trouble. I said that Wednesday night Bible study. We had a whole bunch of people.
Amen.
We had about 100 people just in the dark Bible study.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe I said Wednesday night. Because you know how people go places and they try to sneak. People revolution to do things. Don't make me more like Jesus. So, if I'm going somewhere,
yes.
Am I getting ready to do something?
Yes.
Is this going to please Jesus?
Oh,
yes.
Good, Pat. All right, God. Yes,
is what I'm getting ready to do? Is it going to please Jesus? Is it going to please him? The place that I'm getting ready to go, is it going to please him?
Yeah.
Praise God, I don't have to go nowhere. I got to put a pair of big old dark shades on like